in the morning.
7:32 is where we're at this morning, and we move along to our next feature, of course, with regards to employees at the Izuku Museum of South Africa protesting outside the Slave Lodge and the South African National Gallery in Cape Town earlier this week, calling for wage increases as well as equal benefits. And many of you would know, you know, the Izuku Museum playing a very integral role in terms of protecting and preserving our history and cultural heritage in South Africa. So it's been really disappointing to see, you know, the employees downing their tools, you know, just to be able to demand better wages as well as benefits. But joining us online this morning is Wandile Kasibe, Nihau Ziko branch, speaking to us this morning. Wandile, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Only a pleasure. Now, essentially, you know, what are the demands that are being made by the employees?
The employees are making demands to the employer. Firstly, the employees want the finalization of the recognition agreement. We want 12% increment because there are people who actually have been working here at Izuku for some more than 30 years on, you know, the first notch, the entry notch. Their salaries have never been, you know, they've never got a salary, you know, a promotion. Then we also demand the, you know, a moratorium on the review of policies. Izuku went ahead and reviewed policies without formally inviting the union to actually participate in the processes that are meant to actually change and regulate the relationship between the employer and the employee. Izuku part-time workers will pull part-time workers who actually have been on some strange contracts with Izuku for more than 10 years. And on the 1st of February 2019, there was a meeting between Izuku and these part-time workers, and the union was invited to be an observer there. A decision was taken that these workers must be transitioned into a permanent structure of Izuku, meaning that they will actually have to get benefits that other workers are getting. But we have not actually seen that happening. And we demand that a skills and qualifications audit for the executive, senior management, management be fully investigated for issues related to unfair labor practice, discrimination in the workplace, victimization of staff, failure. That statutory report is key because it made a very important diagnosis of the issues, the structural issues that are actually hindering progress within Izuku. And some of these issues are issues that workers are still experiencing today. That report was actually made in 2008, and yet workers are still actually being subjected to the very same, you know, challenges that they had experienced about a decade ago. Izuku management has not been able to implement the recommendation of that report, and we are saying that they must actually be fully investigated for that. We demand that the executive be investigated for lack of transformation. For example, there is not even a single black African who is a site manager at the Izuku Museum of South Africa.
Hmm.
It's not that there are no potential candidates who can actually be, you know, black Africans who can actually be site managers.
Hmm.
Why is it that there's not even a single, you know, black African, you know, site manager at Izuku? We demand equal benefit for workers. There are workers who get certain benefits and others get different benefits. People who actually, you know, benefited from the sunset clause. And we're saying that workers must actually get equal benefit. We can't have a situation where certain people get certain benefits,
yes,
and others get different kinds of benefits.
Now,
we want substantial housing allowance.
Mm. Wandile, what has the engagement been like with Izuku management? You know, what have they been saying from their side to your demands?
We had a meeting with them a couple of days back. They put a very ridiculous proposal on the table. On the issue of the salary increment, when we demanded 12%, you know what they said? They said, no, what we can do as management, in fact, we are proposing that you actually break down your 13th check. There's a 13th check that workers get run about November at the end of the year. They're saying that that 13th check must be broken down, and the staff, meaning that staff must actually fund their own salary increment. We say we reject that. When have you ever heard of staff actually funding their own salary increment? Mm. We are saying that we are not going to accept that. we call on the insourcing of all workers at physical museums of South Africa. And we're saying that workers must actually be respected, and workers must actually be given the dignity that they deserve, because they are citizens of this country. If you look at the salary of the executive, the bonuses and the benefits they take home, it's extremely high. For example, the CEO alone, if you look at the annual reports from 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, mm-hmm. you see that in 2016, 2017, she took home 1.8 million. In 2017, 2018, 2.1 million. In 2018, 2019, mm. 2 million. Mm. And this is the person who says that workers must actually break down their setting check and they must begin to fund their own salary increment. I mean, that is ridiculous. No. These workers are getting paid nothing. They are getting paid peanuts.
So just in terms of, you know, Iziko's financial position, it isn't an issue of there is no money to be had. You know, is Iziko in a position to improve, you know, the financial livelihood of its staff if these are the figures that you're portraying and sharing with us?
No, the problem is that the executives have not actually looked into the fat salaries that they get and the bonuses that they get.
Mm.
They must cut down on their bonuses. They must cut down on their benefits. And that money can be used actually to pay towards, you know, the salary increment of staff. It can also be used for other things within the institution. They go home with fat salaries. And the second thing that we need to note here is the following. Their salaries are at a market rate. For example, the CEO who is the CEO of the institution here, you know, her salary is actually at the market value with the CEO who's actually at another, you know, flagship, for example, in Ditong. But you don't get the same thing with the workers who actually work at Iziko. For example, a curator who actually works at Iziko, that curator gets paid less than the curator who works at Ditong, for example. And the same institutions, they belong under the same government. And we're saying that this is completely wrong. It's unjust. There needs to be some kind of a system whereby we're doing the benchmarking system. If you're a curator who works at the Iziko Museums of South Africa, you shouldn't get paid less because you're actually at the same level as the curator who works at the Ditong. Why is it that Iziko employees are getting paid less, whilst other employees at other agencies that fall under the same department, they get paid more? We are saying that thing is actually unjust and it's unfair, and it should actually come to an end because it is actually unfair for staff who take home nothing, and yet they are also being asked to pay for parking on Iziko premises. When have you ever heard of an employer who asks the employees who get nothing to pay for parking on, you know, on the premises of the employment place? We are saying as the union, all of these are basically unfair, and they should not continue within an institution that actually fashions itself as a progressive institution. Iziko management must begin to realize that workers are not happy with the manner in which they're being treated within the institution.
Mm.
They went and did a presentation to the Portfolio Committee at Parliament. They presented a rosy picture there to say that people, workers at Iziko, are basically happy. Yesterday and the day before yesterday, they saw massive number of workers coming out in their numbers, expressing their unhappiness with the manner in which they're being treated by the management of Iziko. And they were shocked when they saw those people because they've been, you know, portraying this narrative that everybody is happy. The people who are causing trouble are those shop stewards. Yesterday, they were very shocked when they saw workers coming out in their numbers saying, enough is enough.
Wandile, can I just ask, you know, in terms of, if you have to give us a ballpoint figure with regards to perhaps, you know, the fully employed staff at Iziko, you know, what are they receiving on a monthly basis in general?
Well, at the moment, I cannot speak, you know, I cannot really, you know, disclose the salaries of those workers, but because they are not in the public domain.
Mm.
What is in the public domain, if you read the annual reports, you will see what the executive is getting.
Yeah.
You will see the amount, the amount of money that they get paid annually and also monthly. For example, you know, the senior management and the executive, just them alone, there's about 10 of them, just them alone, an amount of, you know, about 10 million goes to them. If you actually calculate all of that, including benefits, almost 10 million goes to them, as the executive and senior management. And that is actually unfair. But if you look at the general staff, the amount of money that they get, that we have staff here who are actually on some part-time, they work only 2 days. Okay. If I'm correct, these staff members, they go home with only 3,000 rand a month.
Wow.
And we are saying these workers must be permanently employed, and okay, they must get the same benefits as other workers.
I'm going to ask you to hold the line. We're going to head out for an ad break really quickly. When we get back, we'll also be having the CEO of EasyCo Museums joining the conversation. We do thank you.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
Bring your whole family and make your life so much easier with One Up Cash and Carry, where you get more for less and excellent customer service at its best. Remember, wholesale prices straight to the public. One Up Cash and Carry, where you get more for less. More for less.
Your voice in the morning.
So 7:46 is where we're at this morning. Of course, online we do have Wandile Kasiba speaking to us on behalf of those employees at the EasyCo Museum who are currently quite disappointed and angered by the salaries and that they are receiving. You know, they have been demanding better wages, better benefits as well. I believe the housing subsidy has been quite an issue with regards to the employees as well. Wandile, thank you for holding the line.
Thank you very much.
Now, of course, you know, going forward, we're still trying to make contact with the CEO of EasyCo Museums of South Africa, Ruxana Omar. But going forward, you know, how will you be taking this matter and on what grounds and what is the process that will follow?
The process that will follow is a simple one. We started on the 17th with lunchtime pickets. On the 18th, we did the same. And yesterday, we actually put down tools. We embarked on a full-blown strike. And today, workers will be marching to Parliament to deliver a memorandum to Minister Natim Tetwa, because we believe that these issues are very structural issues that must be resolved at different levels. So we will be handing over that memorandum to Minister Natim Tetwa, expecting that he will be able to respond within a reasonable time frame that he will be given at Parliament today. So workers have decided to stand united to express their unhappiness with the manner in which they have been treated by the executive of EasyCo for a very long time. These are matters that have gone through all sorts of processes. We went to CCMA and we've been going back and forth there. We've been having, meetings with them.
Okay.
And nothing, they've put nothing tangible on the table.
Sure.
And we're very, very disappointed when they actually said that they proposed that the 13th check must be broken down so that, that 13th check will be paid, the workers will then, be paid, for their own salary increment. It means that you won't get the 13th check at the end of the year.
All right.
Can you
We also do have Ruxana online, but just before we head to Ruxana and Wandile, I just want to ask, there have been views that we've seen on social media, that are saying the museum still has a very bureaucratic museum structure, that basically entrenches apartheid policies in the museum. What's your take on this?
Yeah, bureaucratic, hierarchical structures are very problematic. In fact, if you read the Zakiti report, it will tell you that bureaucracy is one of the issues that actually holds back, the progress within the museum. Issues of transformation actually, they sit at the heart of the problems that we're facing. If you have, management that actually resists transformation, then you're going to have serious and structural problems within the institution. And we are saying as the union, the policies cannot be used as punitive measures to silence staff. Those policies must begin to reflect the transformative spirit of South Africa that exists within a democratic dispensation. You cannot have policies that are aimed at silencing staff.
Okay.
That's why we are saying as the union, we should be formally invited when those policies are reviewed, so that we can be able to put our own input to ensure that you know, the interests of the workers are also protected through those policies.
All right, Wendile, let's welcome into the conversation this morning the CEO of the Ezekiel Museum South Africa, and that's Ruxana Omar. Assalamu alaikum, good morning. Thank you for joining us, Ruxana.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on the line.
Only a pleasure. Now, firstly, you know, just to start off with, are you aware of these pay discrepancies, and how has the museum's council been addressing these concerns by these very upset and irate employees?
Okay. Thank you for having me on the line, and thank you for allowing me to also respond to what Mr. Kasibi is saying. And good morning, Wandile. In terms of the pay discrepancies, I'm sorry, I didn't get into the conversation. I didn't hear what Mr. Kasibe has been saying. So I can't necessarily respond to exactly what he has been telling your listeners.
Okay, we are pressed for time, Ruxana, so I'm going to ask Wandile very quickly. Wandile, you've got the next 20 seconds to basically reiterate what you said in terms of the wages demands.
We are actually demanding 12%. We are saying that workers are not happy with the salaries that they are getting. If you look at the salaries of, you know, for example, you CEO, you actually go home with 2 million. The 2018-2019 annual report, it states that you go home annually with 2 million.
Wow.
And you are proposing in the meeting that we had, you are proposing that staff should actually be, their certain check should actually be broken down, and that stuff, basically, we are saying they must actually fund their own salary increment. We are saying we reject that.
Okay.
How can you actually ask staff to actually pay their own salary increment?
Wendy, let's have Ruxana respond to that. Ruxana, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to engage in a public spat in the public domain about my salary. It is out there, but that is not necessarily my salary. So I would invite Mr. Kasibi to do a further investigation into that. However, the Ezekiel Museums of South Africa, we have had, you know, these discrepancies in benefits. And that is something that we've inherited from 1994. And it's a very complicated situation because we have nationally, one has to change the law so that everybody's benefits are equalized. So it's not something that we've been sitting dormantly and just accepting. There are teams working nationally.
Okay, so perhaps to speed things up, Ruxana, perhaps you can explain to us what processes have been in motion to address these concerns.
Well, I'm just explaining that, the processes. We've got working groups, we write reports, we have gone to our National Department of Arts and Culture. We have take our reports to National Treasury. But as you know, the fiscus is absolutely, in a very, very tight corner. 12%, we've explained to Mr. Kasibi and members of the union, we've opened the book. And we have actually showed them precisely what we get and from the as a subsidy. And 97% of that goes towards our salaries, 97%, which means that we are left with 3% for operations. The remainder of the money that we obtain for operations, we've got to raise ourselves. So that is hard work. We're constantly having to write applications for funding. Mr. Kasibe knows that we have to raise funding for research, for exhibitions, for publications, for educational activities.
Okay.
We form partnerships. Mm. So it is a very difficult environment.
Difficult, I'm sure. Now, in terms of one of the sticking points, and that's with regards to the housing allowance, in Ezekiel's 2018-2019 annual report, you know, it points to a decrease in the housing allowance, but also what has come to light are the unequal benefits. I mean, one person, it says, getting 1,000 rand housing allowance, another getting 500 rand. How does that exactly work?
Okay. But like I was explaining to you, these are inherited from 1994. So in 2004, the council then took a decision that anybody that was employed after 2004 were not allowed to get a higher benefit. And by the way, it's not a housing allowance, it's a housing subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
The housing subsidy dropped because people retired. So it's not like persons were refused housing subsidies. They actually retired. I'm going back to the discrepancy in the housing allowance. Some people get 500 and others 1,000. And that is a historical decision that was taken to by the previous council.
Roxana, you know...
Now, yes.
We are pressed for time, and there's quite a few things that I want to unpack with you. And it seems quite ironic, you know. How does Ezekiel's human resources or perhaps labor policies reflect, you know, this overarching policy of addressing the historical imbalances caused by colonialism and apartheid, you know, in terms of, you know, through the preservation of history? I mean, the perception from the workers is that you cannot claim to protect heritage on one side when you don't protect and give dignity to your workers and uphold their rights as well.
I think that you know, I just want to share with you that and this is in the public domain too, that if you look at somebody that joins the Eco Museum at certain levels, they would when we're talking about workers, at the lowest level, they would start with 5,651 rand, and the uppermost level in that band is 7,645. At another band, which is slightly higher, that group of people could earn up with just a matric 7,733 plus benefits. So, and nobody is deprived of getting medical aid. Nobody, and I'm not defending, please understand, I'm not defending any discrepancies. What I am saying is that we have very limited resources. We are addressing those discrepancies. In fact, the council, it has been brought to the attention of the Ezekiel Council. They have commissioned a report on looking at the discrepancies, looking at how these can be addressed. And we've just got a new council, so they are going to receive a presentation and they're going to apply their minds. I can tell you that this council will not, you know, allow these sorts of things go unnoticed.
Okay, we have about 10 seconds on your side, Roxana. I just want to ask in conclusion, how has the museum been operating with many staff members having downed their tools? How are you functioning at this moment?
The museums are open.
Mm-hmm.
My calculation tells me that 50% of the our workers are not at work, and the other 50% are there. So we have managed to keep the doors open.
All right.
And all services are available, you know, operational.
Okay.
And we really, you know, we respect our staff's right to protest and their right to, you know,
okay.
Thanks
so much for providing comments this morning. Wandile, I just want to give you a few seconds as well to respond to that. We are pressed for time. We're going to have to leave it at this. About 10 seconds. Go ahead, Wandile.
Yeah, no, I think for us, this is almost really tell the truth here. Because, you know, it's not necessary for us to come here and tell the things that are not there.
Mm.
First of all, you know, health salary with benefits, it goes up to 2 million. It's there in the annual report with benefits.
It's there. Anybody can see that.
All right.
The second thing is that we cannot really, I think, protect, you know, apartheid, you know, benefits.
Sure.
We are saying that put the workers who joined the institution after it was amalgamation on par with those who are actually getting certain benefits, so we can actually have equal benefits.
Understood.
Because we cannot really, I think, we cannot really protect that.
Mm.
Put the workers on par with those who are getting certain benefits.
Sure.
And you cannot also, say workers must pay, you know, for parking on illegal premises. That is basically unfair.
Wendile, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it at that for this morning. I want to thank you for coming on as well and sharing your thoughts and comments on the matter. Unfortunately, we have reached our time, but we hope to see how this particular story unfolds, and we'll certainly be keeping tabs. And that was Wendile Kasibe at Nihao Iziko Branch speaking to us this morning, as well as the CEO of Iziko Museums of South Africa, Ruxana Omar, providing comment from the museum side.